Larry Richard and John Chumway in the KDKA Morning News right now. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
7:42, Larry Richard, John Shumway, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Well, it has made headlines and kind of shaken the sporting world, Jim Tressel's departure from Ohio State. The investigation rolls on. Terrell Pryor in the crosshairs now. And who knows where it'll end up going.
Well, you talk about the wheels coming off at Ohio State with a great football tradition. I mean, they're all off now. And our next guest was there. He got a scholarship to Ohio State and went on to play in the National Football League for your Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomczak. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, you couldn't have said that any better, Larry. You know, the wheels have come off in Columbus, and it's sobering for a lot of people, but I'm sure some other people are pretty happy to see it happen.
Well, Mike, you know, the Steeler fans, as you well know, very rabid, and in the National Football League, no better fans. But in Ohio, Ohio State is they rule.
Well, I think every college has a pretty good fan base, you know, because there's so many more alums that are loyal to their universities. You know, it's pretty much where they grew up. And I know it's either Penn State or Ohio State has the largest contingent of alums throughout the world that represent their universities. So, you know, from a fan base standpoint, you know, there's no other greater tradition than college football. I just think so many people are, you know, get mesmerized by, you know, Saturday night's events with the band and the alumni and the tailgating and, you know, just the hoopla leading up to it. And I'm sure you guys, you know, your respective universities, you have allegiance to them as well.
Anybody who would think that what has come out of Ohio State isn't happening all over the NCAA must be living in a cave and has been for the last 30 years. I mean, no one is surprised by this whatsoever, but the flagrancy of it. One of the Ohio State football players told the newspaper there on campus, oh, yeah, nobody really thinks that much about those NCAA regulations. You know, we don't worry about that.
Sure.
Well, that's one person's opinion, and I guess you have to look at the source where it's coming from, and I think you're, you know, referring to the gentleman by the name of Small. I don't know him personally. I just know he was in and out of altercations with, you know, not only the academic progress towards a degree and also some off-the-field curricular activities. And, you know, so I guess when the wound is open, you know, you try to close it as quickly as possible, but other people like to open the wound a lot more. And, you know, we're dealing with young men that are 18 to 22 years young. And, you know, I think the biggest thing that you know, I remember during my time in college, you know, there was a huge amount of leadership accountability, you know, from the upperclassmen. And they always preached, not on my watch is something bad going to happen. Not on my watch are you going to ruin what lies ahead of us. And I think that gets lost sometimes because greed takes over and these kids think they're really a lot better than they really are, or they're not getting the playing time, or they do things to get recognized, you know, amongst their peers. And, you know, think about it, guys. You know, we live in a society today where scrutiny is the number one thing that we turn, when we turn the TV on or listen to the radio, you know, scrutiny is rampant amongst our society right now.
It was a pretty big surprise for many that Jim Tressel is out. And locally, a lot of folks looking at Terrell Pryor as a star quarterback, and now they're talking about the possibility of him driving around all these cars, and it's just getting uglier by the minute. How are they going to be able to rebound from this?
I think one day at a time. You know, you can't fix it overnight. I know the administration, the hierarchy, you know, from the president on down, needs to be accountable. And whether they were in the dark about this whole situation or not, I don't know. And I don't know if we'll ever know. But I'm sure there's still some issues out there that might call for, you know, resignations amongst other people. And if that's the diet, you know, moving forward, I think the whole thing just needs to be, you know, you need to hit the reset button.
Mike, how commonplace is this? I mean, when you were coming through, were people throwing stuff at you trying to recruit you?
No. As far as recruiting, no. Even when I was, you know, elected captain, and, you know, there's two people that are really, really have to be hand in glove, and that's the head coach and the quarterback, because, you know, after experiencing it at the amateur level, experiencing it at the professional level, your team goes, so as the quarterback goes. You know, he sets the tone for, you know, the accountability in the locker room, for what he does off the field. You know, because if your leader is doing things that are unrighteous, then allows other people that, you know, don't get the recognition, or people that look up to that guy, to walk, you know, outside of the straight and narrow path. And, you know, college football today, guys, I mean, that's a huge revenue stream. You know, you look at the upper tier teams in the big, you know, the Big Ten that has 12 teams now. You look at the Penn States and the Michigan States and the Michigans and Ohio States and Nebraskas and Wisconsin.
Yeah, there certainly is a lot of money. There's no question. I want to make one point real clear here with what you just said. If the quarterback leads the team, what you're saying is that this is rampant at Ohio State, Terrell Pryor is partially to blame.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's well documented that he did a number of things that were wrong. And if the head coach doesn't have his ear or his trust or understanding that, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that want to attach themselves to you. You know, it's kind of like a mosquito. When it finds that scent on your arm or your leg or whatever, you want to knock it. You want to smack it. But if you can't smack it off and it keeps on coming back to you time and time again, it's going to penetrate you. And, you know, there are people that approached me in college and just wanted to be around me. There are people that approached me in professional athletics that just wanted to associate themselves with you. And, you know, whether it gives them a higher status in society, saying, hey, I know this guy, or I know this guy, or I was out with this guy. And, you know, I don't know, guys. I just think there are a number of times that we are susceptible to temptations. There are a number of times that greed, you know, penetrates our soul, and we act unjustly. And, you know, look at yourselves, for example. I mean, I'm sure there's times when, you know, you're out reporting or you're out socially that people say, hey, I hit John, you know, I talked to John Shumway, or I talked to Larry Richard, and, you know, we hung out, and, you know, it's an association thing.
Yeah, with me, that'll get you a $1 cup of coffee for $2.
And it might get you on the air with John.
No, I don't think so.
The question. Yeah. Mike, thanks. We appreciate you taking some time today. Have a great summer.
All right, man. Enjoy your morning as well.
And hopefully there'll be a pro football season this year.
Yeah,
Mike Tomczak, former Steeler and former Buckeye, who led the Buckeyes to two Big Ten championships as their QB. News Radio 1020 KDKA.